This is Gene Montristelli, the editor of TappingQ&A.com. And one of the things that I bump into and I see my clients bump into a lot is this desire that we have to be responsible for our own success because we want it to be ours, we want to work for it. And because of that, part of us believes we have to do everything and we have to know how to do everything. And if we don't, we've failed. So let's tap for that. Tap on the side of the hand, take a nice big deep breath. And as we tap through this today, just move from tapping point to tapping point. I want to be successful. I want to be responsible for my own success. I want to know that I've worked really hard and to have a sense like I have earned all of this. But there is a part of me that feels like the only way that this can happen is if I am doing it all. If I am doing everything. Because if I don't, then it's not my success. It's someone else's success. It's something that's been handed to me. It's not about me. But I don't expect myself to grow my own food. I don't expect myself to make my own clothes. I don't expect myself to fix my own car. I don't expect myself to build my own house. There are lots of things that I get help with. And getting help as I move towards my goals, especially with the things that I don't know how to do, the things I'm not very skilled at, and the things that I don't want to do, are going to save me time, are going to save me effort, are going to give me the opportunity to concentrate on the things that are truly my genius. The things that I am made for. The things that I am about. It is not a failing to get help. It is not a failing to reach out. It is not a failing to hand over the things to someone else when it is their specialty. The success can be mine, even if I don't do it all. The success can be mine, even if I don't understand it all. It's simply a matter of doing what I can and then getting help with what I can't. That's not a failure. That's being smart.